It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. It's another beautiful day, and today is the 27th day in the month of October 2024. It's a beautiful Sunday, and in fact, it is the last Sunday in this month. We can never have today back, so let's make the best of today by thanking God. Let's appreciate God for a brand new day. Let's appreciate God for the gift of life. Let's thank Him for what He has done for us so far. For the fact that we can even hear this message this morning, it's a beautiful gift from our Lord. Let's appreciate Him for provision, for protection, for our families. Father, we've all come with one voice and we've come to say thank you, Lord. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is our very own devotion, and it's a time where we get to dive into the Word of God, to know the mind of God concerning our lives. So if you've been waiting for God to speak to you, and you feel that you are not getting those words, this is another opportunity for you to hear what God has to tell you, especially if you are here, and you've come with a heart that is heavy. The Lord is here to just speak to you and to tell you certain things that He wants you to know this morning. He wants to lift your burden and He wants to uplift your spirit. That is why this show is very, very important. And that is why I also want to specially welcome you, because you're a very important guest on this show. And I want to welcome you to the family. But if you've been so frequent on the show, thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for always tuning in. But you know what time it is? It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So now I want you to share the word, share the link, spread the message that it is time for a devotion. Grab your pen, your journals, and your Bibles, and let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. We'll be looking at our Open Heaven, I'll be looking at a topic from the 27th October 2024, Sunday. We'll be looking at a topic that says, check the spirit. Check the spirit. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 28. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 16 to chapter 18. Luke from chapter 16 to chapter 18. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, which says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13 to 23. Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13 to 23. From verse 13, it says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some said John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, for everything we do, whether it is something we are saying, an action we are taking, or a decision we are making, there is a spirit within us influencing it. In Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13 to 23, Peter was saying to Jesus in one moment that he is the Christ. To which Jesus Christ said, flesh and blood could not have revealed it to him, implying that only the Spirit of God could have revealed that to him. Not long after, the same Peter said to the Lord, you will not die. And the Lord turned to him and said, get thee behind me, Satan. This tells us that we must always check what spirit is influencing our actions. You can be a powerful man of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, and still be influenced by the devil. When you read 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, that you should test all spirits, don't just conduct tests on the spirits in other people. Conduct a test on the spirit influencing you too. Check the things that you are doing, saying, and believing. Check if they are in line with the Spirit of God. How do you check what spirit is influencing you? Matthew chapter 7, from verse 16 to 17 says, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruits. It continues to say, check the fruit you are bearing. Check if they are in line with the fruit of the Spirit, like we see in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 23. If what you are doing does not show love, you are not being influenced by the Spirit of God. If you are doing something that is opposed to the peace, it is another spirit influencing you. If a Christian decides to do something outside the will of God because he or she does not want to suffer for God's will, he or she is following the will of the devil. Beloved, you must always check what spirit is influencing you at every point in time. A good way to know is to check if your decision and actions are in line with the various expressions of the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 23. If you are not born again, you should surrender your life to Christ so that you can be influenced by His Spirit. If you are a Christian and your decisions and actions do not reflect the fruit of the Spirit, retrace your steps to being influenced by the Spirit of God only. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, always weigh your thoughts and actions against the expressions of the fruit of the Spirit, as listed in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 23. Always weigh your thoughts and actions against the expressions of the fruit of the Spirit, listed in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 23. Thanks for staying tuned. And like the manual said that if you are not yet born again, this is the time to surrender your life to Christ. So I want you to examine your life. If you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, if you are yet to make the Lord your personal Lord and Savior, this is another opportunity for you to do so. So I want you to weigh your thoughts and your actions this morning. Thanks for staying tuned. And thanks for joining us this morning. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can do that by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to and share with somebody today. The link will pop up above. Just copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station. We would like to have you live on the radio station, 7 a.m. GMT with our Open Heaven Hour. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's also available on our mobile apps on Play Store and Apple Store. Play Store and Apple Store, just search for Praise Palace Radio. It will pop up. Then you can listen to us live as well as other amazing shows offline for the day. Do not touch that dial, even though we've come to the end of this show. Do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Thanks for staying tuned. Thanks for listening. And to hear my voice again, to be gathered for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. This far,
and who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.